That's it, let it out.
Ah!
More? You got more in you?
Ah!
There we go.
Penetrate my
drain.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 55.
Yeah.
Out of the park. This SoundPod's very responsive and loud today. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah! You can't even hear it, can you?
I can hear it fine.
Shut up, bitch.
It's episode 55. We're here. We're queer. It's a two muffin day.
It's a two muffin day. Fucking right, it's a two muffin day.
We've both had a day.
Yeah.
And sometimes the only thing the doctor prescribes is two breakfast muffins.
It's days like this where you really notice how shite the weather is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like when you're having a shade day and you look out in the sky and it's grey and musty and porn, you're like, fuck me.
Porn?
Yeah. Porn?
Porn with rain? Because you were supposed to have your, are we allowed to talk about that? You were supposed to have your visa interview today.
Yes.
And they postponed it.
They did.
That's a big, like, work yourself up and then they're like, wait another day. And you're like, ah.
Oh yeah, I woke up today, free on schoolboy Q, was ready to rock.
This guy's like, up at half five.
Whatever questions they have, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Up at half five, I had tea and toast. Was ready to go.
The breakfast of champions.
And then literally as my sister came to lead me down to the bus, I checked the consulate website and it was like, yeah, appointment's been rescheduled. And I was like, oh God.
Oh God. Oh God, maybe someone was flying in for it and the weather was terrible. The weather was terrible coming up in that car there.
I was thinking about the person interviewing me too, like in depth. I was like, you know, I hope they have a real good morning. Hope they're having a great week.
Yeah.
You know, hope they get sucked off in the morning.
Think they get up, schoolboy Q, sucked off, tea and toast.
Because they catch you, like, you know, they try and catch you with all these oil questions and all, you know, these people are trained to catch you out, so... It was freaking me out, all the scenarios. I was just playing them all in my head.
Have you spoke to anyone that's done this interview before? What would they be asking you? Do you like terrorism? And then doing the Larry David, like... you know?
Yeah. Well, I had a soft go with my lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
And he asked me two questions. And then his feedback was just like, I'd probably just swap them around. Just say that first. That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think he's putting too much pressure on you. Just go in there and be your vibrant self.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in and just...
You ask them more questions than they'll ask you.
Do you know,
have you been to marry yourself at all? What will be your favourite food? Give me top three favourite places to have a hot dog. What sort of hot dog do you like? You vegan?
Favourite Wendy's item. I'll give you time.
Top seven items. You have 10 seconds. Go. Dun, 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 dun.
Just items in general?
Yeah.
What is your top seven items?
Of anything?
Yeah, just general items.
Like, what's that thing they do on, is it...
GQ.
I was going to say Q. Q Radio. What is it, like, you can't live without them or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah.
That's a fun game.
What do you always have on your person?
I would definitely, like, if I was making that list, okay, I would go...
I always want his phone.
Phone, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always have...
I think that's it. For me.
Just walking down the street with your cock out. Just walking down the street with your dick out. I'm good. And knowing you, it's got 2% battery and no data, but at least I can take a photo.
Literally asked now while you were in the toilet for a charger. Because I knew you'd have something to say about it.
It's in the back.
I was like, oh, it is a shit. I'll ask for a charger.
Oh, I was fucking up. I was through that door. Like,
sir, you had a long shit. When we came out there.
Oh, it did. I had a seed wrap yesterday, so it's like compost flying out of me.
Niall, you went in there, 5 minutes later, Niall came in, we caught up, yep. And then you were out then.
Yeah.
Like a full hang, it happened.
I do what I want.
Yeah, take your damn shit, you've earned it.
Top seven things I can't live without, shitting. That's one of them. I mean, it would probably be, you know, what I have on me at all times, laptop, you know. If I have a laptop and a phone, anything else goes. Nice hat, maybe, you know, I could go like, if it was on GQ, I could be like, I got a nice hat, but I do have 570 of them at the house.
Yeah.
Some sort of hat. Nice pair of shoes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That Leatherman's come in handy recently. Used that Leatherman quite a bit.
What's that?
It's like a multi-tool. I've been using it flat out for, you know, wee bits about the house. And you seen it? The black one?
No, I don't.
It's got a knife in it and a saw. And a
yeah, I've seen that.
Pliers,
yeah.
And all.
Yeah.
I've been making use of that.
It's handy.
It's good to have one. You can't bring it through an airport, probably.
No, definitely not.
But it's, you know what I mean? It's like, Now, God forbid guns were legal over here. Because I, you know, like, I wouldn't find a use for that thing unless I had it on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. That looks like it requires pliers. Oh, I could cut that with this.
Straight in, no guessing.
But if I had a gun, I'd be like, I'll just leave it in my pocket all day.
Oh, I.
Who am I going to shoot today?
Lock the front door, shoot it open. Yeah, you'd be using it for everything.
You sit down, watch a movie, turn that light off.
You fall over and get embarrassed, eventually shoot the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I'd walk past the door handle and it would catch in my gilet and I would just be like, we don't need that anymore. Yeah, anything annoying.
Yeah, you'd be using it for everything.
Just waiting the traffic lights. Just take off. Fuck that. None of them work, bye. There's that, I was saying earlier, there's traffic lights near my house because they're doing a bit of road work. I've seen two crashes.
They weren't serious,
you know, what they call a fender bender in America.
We dodging bumps.
Both occasions, women. But here, I don't know.
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
That doesn't, there's no more to that. You just so happen to see two women in a crash.
Yeah.
Minor crash.
Two separate crashes.
Dodging bump.
Yeah. Up over that hill. Oh, God. You know. What else is on my top seven items?
What have you got there? Free?
Hat. What else do I carry about in my person?
You usually have a camera on you.
The Nordics?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'll write camera there and pretend I'm some sort of filmmaker, even though even though the other day shout out to Koo, Ice Bath, sent me an ice bath and I used it for a sketch and they sent it to me and they said, I'll just try it out. And I went, here, we'll see if I can fit in it. Did I fit in it?
Yes.
No. They need to make them in an oval. Here's my notes if I was on Dragon's Den. Make them in an oval shape so that I have somewhere to put my legs.
Yes.
Because I got in it and I squat.
Were you like knees tucked?
I squatted down in it and my knees were pushing the front out. My ass was pushing the back out. And then I could only get so low, you know. So it was ice bath just to my tits.
Basically. I feel like you're not supposed to sit like that, mate.
What do you think?
Well, like, you know, if you're like that, surely your ass is widened. And you're having all that ice water go up your oval. That's probably not good.
What do you suggest? The handstand?
Well, no, I think the oval's a great idea. You know, to be able to sit down, sort of flatten that.
Yeah. But no, I'm doing it. Imagine doing a squat in just a box that you can't get fully down. That's what it was. It was my back was hitting it and my knees were hitting it. And I was like, I'm going nowhere.
Yeah. But did you feel charged?
It was certainly charged.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get regular use of this?
Here's what I have, right? I have a rally tent, which I bought on a whim, you know me, heady HD. And in the summer, I was going to put that up outside the door of the garage, have the ice bath just there. And then I could come out in the morning, splash into it. Because I was doing it for a sketch, but it was enough to get me fucking zinged up.
Now, one more time, you bought a what?
Rally tent.
So can you tell me what that is?
It's a, so they use them for like rallying. It's like a pop-up tent, so it folds down. And then you grab each corner and pull it and it all extends and goes up. It's
okay.
Like a pop-up tent with a roof.
Okay.
Gazebo.
And you use this for?
I don't know.
You were saying it was going to be post ice bath?
No, you know, it's a cover to have. It's a sheltered area.
You want to dry off in the pop-up tent?
Yeah. But I'll put up in the better weather. So that I'll put other stuff.
You get the use out of it.
No, do you know what it's for? Actually, what I bought it for? To put a car under.
Oh, okay. There we go.
To put that old car under.
That makes more sense.
Save the leaves hitting and the birds shouting all of it.
That makes more sense.
But it's been too windy and raining to put the fucking thing up anyway.
Yeah, of course.
For the last 5 months since I bought it.
Yeah. The past 8 months has been bleak.
And the year before was worse. I remember, you know, just thinking this is the longest winter of all time.
Yeah.
And there's no real summer. Wet.
Well, May usually we kick up a gear.
What do we do?
May we usually get into.
What do we do? Like, see if you took mushrooms, never taken them. If you took mushrooms, got into one of those isolation tanks, we'd all come out and go, let's just move to Austin. What are we doing?
Mm.
Are we mental?
I think that's what I did though.
Huh?
I think that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, you're going to New York.
Yeah.
It'll be like this.
Well, yeah, it'll be like it. But actually, at least it has like seasons. You know?
Yeah, it does have. It's true. We have seasons for like an hour.
We have 2 weeks of summer. And when they come, it's good.
Yeah.
You appreciate it.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else when the sun comes out and it's gone.
It's true.
It's true. Straight up the port.
I wouldn't dig anywhere over the port in the good weather. There's no place I'd rather be. Who sang that? Swear to God, sir, you're standing out in the fucking.
Keep your Monaco. keep it all. Man, I'm going to the port.
What's the call to, you know, get to the airport and fucking go through security and all that bullshit just to end up in somewhere that's kind of copy and paste to the port in the good weather?
Yeah, copy and paste to the port.
It is.
I get the hiccups there. Right, seventh item, let's go.
For yourself, what do you usually have on you?
Watch.
Oh yeah, there you go. Bingo.
8 watches.
It's so impressive. It's genuinely impressive to have 7 items. I literally have, I would have Nordex, phone, receipts, fuck, McDonald's receipts, GAX.
For your ma to give off to you.
And select! What a jive! Nah, I've came around that now.
Get they out
go,
of my eyes!
They go straight in the bin.
Your ma was telling me.
I'm just, what the fuck? She doesn't even know how to work a landline.
Oh, she does. She does. Oh, she does. I've seen her on that couch.
Lying the Shay Long. Shut it down.
Who's he? I'm wondering what your phone bill is per month.
Oh, it's probably ridiculous.
Is it?
She runs it up. Like,
she's like, if I can keep it under a grand, I'll be happy enough.
Yeah.
Unreal. You were saying she's a big Hozier fan.
Oh, loves him.
Yeah?
Loves him.
Did she put it on? Put it on the
she
Alexa?
She loves him and George Lucas.
George Lucas?
Or not? Nah. What do you call
Star Wars guy?
No, sorry. What do you call it?
Like, my house in Budapest.
George Ezra.
Do you know what he says? She loves George Foreman. I bet some here often. She loves George Ezra?
She loves George Ezra.
That's mad.
She loves that one song.
Budapest?
Loves that song.
Will she shout at the Alexa?
No, she'll never shout songs to Alexa. She'll just say, Alexa, play Downtown Country.
And then just hang out for George Ezra all day. Please, God.
Speaking of which, the country stars are wild now. Morgan Wallen, he got in a bit of jip through like a chair out of a hotel or something. You see this? You heard about this? And they're giving him jip, and you're like, can we not just go back to when people were rock stars, you know? You know, you can't even throw a chair nowadays.
What am I typing in here? Morgan Wallen loses run himself? Or what?
Morgan Wallen chair.
Oh, is there video of this since?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, here it is. I'll throw a chair out of the window.
TMZ.
Watch here, it says. Watch this chair. Oh, you bad bastard, you!
Is that it?
These guys
be wild.
Oh, okay. Fucking hell.
These country stars are out of control.
That guy makes Ozzy Osbourne look like a poster.
Anyone can bite a bat. Throw a chair.
I don't know what's weirder, you being, or your ma being in the Hozier and George Lucas. Or now going off on Ice Spice this week. Like he's,
oh, I know. Yeah. Like Ice Spice, man.
My new favourite.
His new favourite. Niall twerking in the studio.
Thank you to shit bitch, not even the fart.
But bars. As I said to you earlier, all rap songs written in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
With a knife to your throat these days.
That's why when someone like Schoolboy Q comes along, you go, fuck, it's back.
Oh, it's back. Back. An artist, by God. An artist writing a song. You might be popping out to the Hozier.
I love
that's
it.
Great.
I was telling you in the car, but I'll tell you again for the sake of the podcast.
Go ahead.
Tim, the other day.
This is great.
We bumped into a mutual friend and we started talking for a bit. And her favorite film was The Titanic. And Tim goes, oh, I've seen they're making Titanic 2. And I was like, I guarantee you they're not. Because it's done. It's a one-time thing. And then we started going back and forth and I was like, you know, you can't do sequel films to tragedies because they're a one and done type thing. And then I said, I was like, making Auschwitz, Tokyo Drift.
And your mutual friend spattered flat white all over your face.
Oh, flat white through the nose. You know what that one?
I feel like Tim was just trying to raise up some checks, was he?
Terrible.
Just making conversation.
Well, no, she's away and like so.
I hear they're making Titanic 2. Titanic 2.
Was it like I remember you saw like a fake thriller or something? I don't know.
Is it true that while there have been no sequels to James Cameron's Titanic, there have been rumors or numerous films inspired by the real life tragedy, including Titanic 666, supernatural horror story set on the third Titanic
ship. Oh, that'd be great. Just a real shitty horror based on the Titanic.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that Titanic survivor talking?
No.
And he said that, like, they put out the call, like, get into the fucking, you know, the safety raft thing. What do you call them? Lifeboat. And people were like, nah, you're only messing. And they had the capability to take 800 people. And in the end, only like 400 or 500 got in there. Because everyone was like, nah, be all right. Be all right.
As in, this won't be.
They're like, guys, you know, it's over the top.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that ship. It's not sinking. You mental?
Yeah.
And sure enough, she sank.
Down like shit.
She sank.
Down like shit in the ocean.
What other movies did we say earlier? Apocalypse Again?
Yeah.
Schindler's List, Return of the Sith.
Return of the List.
Return of the List.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice.
This time he means business.
Schindler's List on ice.
Schindler's List, Return of the Pish.
Return of the Pish.
Yeah, I know. Liam Neeson be pishing his pants.
Oh, God.
Was he in that? Yeah. Liam Neeson's in Schindler's List.
Was he?
What other historic movies are there? What else we got?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Films and Tragedies? Oh, God. I feel like I'm in Spain.
What did I say earlier? Gaza, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
It's not a movie, but, you know, it could be. He'll cut that out.
Nope.
Keep us on YouTube. I'm leaving it in. We witnessed a drama the other week when we were heading back through Apple Greens.
Oh, this was a public freakout.
We went. No, do you know what? I don't know if I talked about this at the time, but I had a sat on it for a while, and I was like, what would make a person freak out in an Apple Greens? And I think this. So we came out of the shop. There was a small Toyota car with a very small man. You know, very
tiny,
a wee DeVito type. And there was a guy with a canister, you know, like a jerry can type thing, and a high vis jacket, and he was walking away frantically doing up the thing, and this wee guy was going, "Ye bastard! Ye fucking ignorant son of a bitch!" And he's running back. Huh?
That was my favorite.
He ignorant son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And he was frantic, and he was on the phone, and he was with someone. He was with an Asian man. You know, I don't know how or why, but he went in the shop, and he was fucking got the phone out, and, "You bastard, no, cheeky bastard." And then the guy drove off and he filmed him, and the guy in the car was covering his face.
Yeah.
But the only thing I could figure out when I thought about it for a while was, I wonder, did DeVito, did he fill the car up and then go in to pay? And the other guy snuck up behind him and went, "I'm going to fill this jerry can, and he's going to have to pay for it," or something like that. But that was the only thing I could figure out, because it was like, why, like, there's normally nobody near you when you're like putting petrol in your car.
Well, it's just thinking, what else could create that reaction? You know, what other scenario could create that reaction in someone?
Well, that's what I mean. It'd be hard to get into a fight at a petrol pump, like, yeah. Unless it was like a purge scenario and people are like trying to fill up their car before they get out of town.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's the only thing I could figure out.
It was funny hearing someone say, "You ignorant son of a bitch."
You ignorant son of a bitch. I mean, you have to be down bad to be. And then I was talking to Maureen's dad about this, and he's like, "I wonder, when you fill your car up and click it back in, can you take it back out and keep going without it being paid for?" So I might try it next time I'm doing it.
Oh, there's Fly Bastards about.
Fly Bastards, but yeah, the guy, I mean, you'd be fucking.
Do you remember that show, The Real Hustle, where they would just show you how to scam people?
No.
On BBC.
Any notes to be taken from
it? Was like, you know, it was like a group of hustlers.
like us, man.
They'd walk around the city of London, just scamming people. But, you know, petty crimes, you know. So, like, one was they would go to a restaurant, and they'd go to the table next to them, and they'd order a full meal, pints and all. Oh, have the time of their lives. And then they'd say to the table next to them, "Here, I found this jacket. I'm going to leave it up here to the front. And will you tell them that I just found it by use?" So they go up to the till and they go, "Hey, we're with that table down there. They said they've got this bill." And then they give the thumbs up, and then the table, thinking it's a jacket, give the thumbs back up, and they're fucking bills through the roof.
That's what I heard Tim Dillon said about that on Diary of a CEO, which was one of the maddest podcasts I've ever seen. Where, like, one of his dad's mates who they were drinking with went over to the barman and was like, I'll get you around. And he went up to the bar and he pointed over and they were like, yeah. And he's like, blah, blah, sort them out, whatever. And he left. And then they got the bill for this, like, this guy's tab for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, is that a 2.5 grand bill or something? Because the guy basically went, I'll get you around. And then he pointed over and he was like, they said they'd pay for this. And he's like, yeah.
Oh, there's some characters, Noma, you couldn't pay for their tab.
No.
Absolute sieges.
We see they don't do tabs over here, rightly so, because yeah. there'd be a lot of fuckery like that.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you pay for it now.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the tab thing. I want to know exactly how much the round is every time.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, it will just end up.
Yeah, I did it in Austin a bit.
And sometimes you get pissed and you leave, you forget.
I know, and they still have your card.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Which is the thing?
I've left and they've got my fucking card sitting there.
Have you to go back in, walk of shame the
next
day?
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, I was absolutely bollocks last night. Did I leave my card here?
I was bollocks on Sunday, Mr. WrestleMania.
Oh, I was going to ask you about WrestleMania.
Fuming. Had to watch it Monday, the whole thing spoiled for me.
Missed it as in fell asleep before it came on?
Went to watch my friend do the Omaha Half Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to go for a few pints after. There was chat about the fifth pint in. We're like, hey, will we just do a nine pilot test for the stag do now? And then, you know, fucking 7 pints of Mariah later, just woke up in my guest room.
Oh, man.
Missed the whole thing.
Who isn't doing a half marathon?
I think there's a stereotype where once people get to, like, near 30, yeah. they think, oh, fuck, I should do the marathon.
Yeah.
You know?
But just the surge in half marathons is quite, I've seen, you know.
Running's cool. It's back.
Back,
yeah, people love them,
and everyone's doing it. And they're, you know, I've seen a lot of people on the internet going, like, you know, I was on this guy's page, he was like, he wasn't pro fat, but he was going, yes, I am fat, and yes, I do normal things.
I'm pro fat.
He's like, you're pro fat,
yeah.
This guy was just like, as a fat, everything was like, as a fat person, but he was out running, and the thing was like, I'm running because I'm mental, not because I'm fat.
Oh God! Oh God!
Oh, my glasses are off.
Just some calories you can't burn.
Mind calories.
Oh, sir, I'm over my calories this week. that meet and greet schedule today. I was my fitness pal going through the roof.
Oh yeah, if you had a smartwatch on, it'd be like, you're dying. You're dying of stress right now.
I was in the car earlier and I said to him, I was like, I just feel like saying fuck everybody, and he goes, you should do it.
Oh, you should.
You should just do that.
Yeah. I have a lot of days like that, you know, yeah. where there's fucking 12 people up my ass.
Yeah. You did that last week.
Bro, do you know what's going to get you killed? I've said this before. You send me a question and I'm driving or I'm with my son, and then you send me a follow-up question mark.
Oh, that's it. Oh. No, that's it. That's passive aggressive.
Going to your house, killing you.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah.
Also, who sends people messages going, how's you? You're looking to ride me or something? Fuck off. How's me? What? Oh, like I'm just sitting, you know, at a fucking spa with 2 cucumbers on my eyes. How's me? I'm chilling.
No, I never do that. I got you and really take up your time.
Aye.
Yeah.
But then it's one and done. It's not like, you know, it's not like all day.
Yeah, well, you can't be, you know.
And I'll tell you this, you know, if I answer it, I can answer it. And if I can't, I can.
Listen, men should check in on their friends. It's very important. But texting, it's pretty gay.
Yeah, I can't get an answer to that anyway.
I don't like it. Texting's the worst form of communication.
It is.
By far.
You add your own context.
It goes a lot phone of times. Calls, voice notes, text.
That question mark, gifts. That added question mark might be, come on, man, let me know you're okay. But it could also be, hey, pay attention.
Well, I'm terrible texting back.
Yeah.
Really bad. Notoriously famous. I have like 12 texts right now that I'm like, I should get back to that.
And there's part of your brain going like, I will leave it till I can give it proper attention.
Yes.
Instead of just firing one off.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you never do it.
You never do it. That's you mentally reply. Do that a lot.
Yeah.
In my head I go, nope.
Is the voice
type it?
Is the voice note a happy medium?
The voice note is a happy medium, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going, listen, I can't be fucked sitting down and type this out.
Yeah.
People do voice to text. I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah, I'll do voice to text by accident sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll do voice to text with the TV on.
Yeah.
That's just fucking typing in the script of the thing. I'm watching.
Yeah.
You know. Do you know what I watched the other day? Ripley.
Oh, the fucking
watching a few episodes of that.
The reboot of Tall Mr. Ripley?
Is it?
The series?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
And your man, what do you call it? Sexy bastard?
Irish, Irish guy? Can't remember. Three names.
Andrew Scott?
Is it one, two names? Has he got three names?
Andrew.
Is it Andrew Scott? God, I'm sitting right beside the Google too.
I watched that film with him and Paul Mescal 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Man, I was over my main calories after that.
Andrew Scott. He's the right. He's the perfect level of creepy in that Ripley thing.
That is a sad one.
Because you don't... What, the...
The Paul Mescal film.
Is it a gay romance?
Him. Yeah, it is. But it... Jesus, it'll... left me in a bad place.
Stop watching these gay tragedies. Watch something else, man. Go back to wrestling, for fuck's sake.
It's also gay tragedy.
It is.
I'm like, oh fuck, Queen Oaks, I forgot to finish the story.
I keep seeing fucking clips from WrestleMania, and I'm like, you know, it used to be, like,
you watch it now?
No, it used to be. You know, I'm seeing the clips. You know what? You know, it used to be like cool shit. You know, oh god, here's someone coming down from, you know, on wires from the sky with his face painted and a cool outfit that he's thought through.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that guy there dressed as a prime bottle getting kicked?
Well, you know, that's a streamer. What the fuck's his name? Some streamer that's friends with, like, Logan Paul, whatever. They had him in for a wee thing, you know. We're older now. Kids love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy that I watch plays FIFA. He's getting booted in the chest by Randy Orton. And that's
he,
a moment.
And he got whiplashed, didn't he?
Did he actually?
I don't know. He was in a neck brace after it.
Oh, you falling for it?
Have I fallen for it?
Nah, you're in too deep.
Oh, there's me going, losing sleep.
That's what I mean.
Blur.
I
was like, oh.
Hey.
KSI or whatever fuck. No, it wasn't KSI. What do you call him?
Speed?
I speed.
That's what wrestling does. Blurs lengths of reality.
And I was like, oh, jeez, I hope his neck's okay.
Yeah.
Not to be messed with. That's my, this business. Also, Prime. Not so Prime anymore. Can't give it away.
The stock's crashed.
You boys paying 300 quid to get their kid a bottle of Prime, and now people are just fucking using it as screen wash.
I knew the second it was in Central, it was done.
Aye. It's £1 now.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than everything.
And it tastes like pish.
It does. It
tastes like fruity pish.
It tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, like really sugary fucking...
flat pish.
Yeah. It is a ball of beaties, like.
Ball of beaties.
It is.
But yeah, he's kind
of... Come on, man. WrestleMania is a showcase of the immortals.
What does that mean?
It's the grand. It's the Super Bowl of the squared circle. Man, night one, I watched it live. I was charged up.
Is it in the same place? Both? Oh, there's a fly here. Is it in the same place both nights?
Both nights, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's only a recent thing. It used to be a one-nighter.
And who won? What is WrestleMania? Who won that?
WrestleMania is, you know, it's the kind of... Think of it as the season finale.
Is it the UFC 300?
What do they do?
Just a selection of big lineups, or is there like a tournament type thing, or is it a match? Or
no, they usually have all the championships in the lane, you know, and there'll be storylines that have been going on for maybe 6 to 12 months. One of the storylines has gone on for 2 years.
Stop.
You know, finally a culmination, finally, you know, new champion.
Yeah.
You know, Roman Reigns, one of the longest reigns in the WWE championship, lost it. Huge deal. He's probably going to take time off, see the wife and children.
Is that what happens? They're like, I'll give up the belt for a few months. So we can spend some time at home.
Yeah.
Ice the knees.
Yeah, because they have a hectic schedule.
Yeah.
You know? And then Raw's going to Netflix in January. WWE stock's going
up.
Prime's going down.
What's that going to be every Monday?
Every Monday. Monday. On Netflix.
Monday's a weird night to be doing big showcases.
You take it out of gander that when it's on Netflix.
Nobody
will be able to resist. Nostalgia reasons, a bunch of new fans, new eyes. I'm telling you, wrestling's back.
Wrestling's back and it's bigger than ever.
It was great to see The Rock again.
What's Vince McMahon doing, just in a padded cell?
He's...
Does he show his face at all?
We don't speak about him.
We don't speak about him?
No.
What a shame.
No. He's done.
What a shame.
He's done, unfortunately.
Oh, God, Vince.
Why did they push away the legacy in, like, the last years? You know?
Mm.
All you had to do was not be a pervert. For many years would he have left it? Maybe 15? But he just couldn't
was
keep
he a pervert recently? Or is this historic?
Recent enough, yeah.
Historic pervert?
No, well, I mean, there's probably cases of that too, but this is a recent pervert. Couldn't keep the Mickey in the trousers?
That's all them exogenous hormones. A man of that age shouldn't be full of testosterone. He should be full of milky tea and biscuits. Chilling.
He should have. If he'd have fucked off and took the milky tea and biscuits, he'd have been grand.
Yep.
Could have left the legacy, whole thing. Now he's down the toilet. But yeah, it was fun. And then Sunday... Got too fucked up, missed it, watched it Monday. You ever try to avoid spoilers on Instagram? You're like, I'll not see it.
It's tough.
First post is saying, a new WWE champion. I was like, for fuck's sake.
Who's the champion now?
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, man.
Cody Rhodes.
Is it more like, you know, rather than seeing like a live competitive sports match, it's a bit more like...
I don't like the way you're talking about it, are
they? Like a movie or like someone, you know the end of a book or something?
Man, it's theatre in its purest form. The athleticism, the storylines.
Like theatre's the theatre in its purest form.
The production.
Wrestling?
Yes.
Okay.
As a production, it is unbelievable.
Okay.
Every Monday and Friday, an arena, yeah, packed out, live show, anything can happen. What's not to love?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Or whatever they decide.
The Undertaker came back on Sunday.
He did not.
For 15 seconds.
He did not. Where from?
He's staying Biscuits area.
Aye.
He's staying Biscuits.
Yeah. But he came out for 15 seconds of what, that?
He should be undertaking a rest and fucking putting his feet up. But he was at WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
What was he doing?
He chokeslammed The Rock. Place went mad. Place went absolutely bonkers.
Is that available, is it? Well, not be able to show it, but I want to see it. Do we call him the Taker? Or we call him the Taker? Returns, is it?
Yeah, look up Undertaker the Rock.
What WrestleMania did we just have there?
40.
So is this him?
Yeah. Oh, there's your reactions.
Worldwide rate. Let me see. I'll not be able to show this.
Shut up, bitch.
Look at
that pop, man.
Here's what I will say. To be able to just drop one dong and the place goes, it's like when Kanye just goes, ding, you know? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Would it not be cooler if that just went, bong?
Yeah.
That is horny, actually. For one dong for them to go nuts.
Hey, what? She might like it.
Oh my God, I came in my goddamn briefs. I just soiled my briefs, goddamn it. The Rock's in a waistcoat for some reason and goddamn flares.
Who's this poofy with a fucking hair? That's a WWE champion.
Hey,
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, angry. Cody Rhodes, take me home. Yeah. Look at all the fucking fat nerds not crying. By the way, this is
French.
They've still got the same voice. It's like gay dudes. You know what I mean? It's like they still, you can be like French and also camp. The guy's like, away the fucking tinker. You know, he's still getting sacre bleu. Oh merde. It's Le Taker. He's got the same voice. Oh, Jesus. Let me hear that dong one more time. That French is hilarious.
Oh, man. Man.
Many people's there, 80?
80,000? 80,000, 90,000?
I love this as well. The fake talk.
Look at the face on the Taker, bro.
I love when they do the fake. You know, you can't hear what they're saying. Like, oh my, who the fuck is this? Like, coming in the ring, you know. He's behind him, by Christ! I fucking, where'd he come from? Where'd he come from? Bong! I'm behind you. And how did the Taker coordinate that with a light man? He's like, on the second dong, lad, I'm going to be behind him already. And then when the lights go up, I'll be behind him, dong.
There was a fan video of him getting under the ring. Well, it doesn't look as cool.
No, he's raging. The Taker's raging, bro. The Rock, the Undertaker. The Undertaker. Why are we watching French fucking wrestling right now? This is great. And the final boss. Oh, he's taking him for a ride. Oh. What's French for chokeslam?
Chokeslam.
Chokeslam. Chokeslam. Oh, baguette. Is that it? Way on?
Oh, he's way on. That's him. 20k in the bank.
20k in the bank. So we just... Oh, they're showing... This is German from a different angle. Here's going to be a long-eyed podcast now. Strap in. Oh,
Rackers.
That's a stimento.
That's just like them.
Just fucking dudes busting. What else? We got Mandarin. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, no. Oh,
let's
no.
go, yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Say something. Spanish. I'm gonna have to hear all of these. I'm sorry. Yeah. Roca.
That's probably the best one.
Oh. Let's give a crack at the Arabic. They're not as chatty, the rest of these boys.
Nah.
It'd be funny if they just, you know, threw in two cultures. Culture WrestleMania.
Yep. Holy fuck!
You'd be prime for that, Joe.
Oh, why?
You'd be prime for that.
Culture commentator. Fuck me, sir! The Rock! Jesus the Taker! Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Just, what does the WrestleMania crowd smell like?
Well, it's open air. So.
Don't need to be.
Yeah.
Don't need to be.
It's open air. No, you find there's a wild mix. You know?
Of nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're about, yeah. About to be up beside some smelly dudes.
Yeah.
Haven't changed their Stone Cold t-shirt in decades.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It is.
I mean, is this, I mean, like, if there was another live podcast going on, they say they were visiting Belfast, and they're like, we got some special guests. They have a podcast in this country. You know, give him a round of applause. And you just heard. Where people go, yeah! 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 And the two of us slap onto the stage. Yeah.
Try and run before the lights come back on. Hey, stand behind them, gasping. He's fucking gasping.
Oh, Jimmy, he's puffing. He's blowing out his hole.
The lights go out and vape smoke enters the stage.
Yeah. Actual guy just vaping, blowing yeah. clouds.
Oh! No, it is fun. Like, if you're in the crowd for that, you'd get into it, like, you know.
Can you drink at these events?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you can, because you remember you went to something in Belfast and then arrived at Labrys.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
And your good friend, Dolly, drank a bottle of Echo Falls.
Yeah, we got too lost in the sauce at the wrestling.
I mean, the guy was bouncing off the walls, and then he put the straw in the wine bottle and did that, like, what do you call that? Waterfall or something?
Yeah.
Shotgun or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, which is, like, supposed to be done with WKDs.
Yeah, he did it with a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
How'd that night go?
Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. That's great.
Terrible. Think about it every week. Never since.
I do a lot of those. 1,000-yard stare, PTSDs.
The horrors is the
you
know, worst.
You think about something, you say, oh, God.
I haven't had the horrors in a long time.
Oh, God.
I had it on Sunday.
I think it's one of the reasons I don't enjoy drinking that often, unless it's a real celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend 2 weeks ago. She just goes, I'm just done. She goes, I can't handle it anymore. And she goes, do you know something better? I don't think I've ever enjoyed it. And I was like, fair bloody.
Do I know this person?
Dana.
Fair play to you, Dana. I'm heading that road.
Well, you've dipped your toes in it. You've like went off it for long periods of time.
Oh yeah, dip my toes. Oh, I thought you meant you've dipped your toes in drinking. I'd be like, I've been in the white waters of drinking.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking
giving it all that. Me and you wouldn't do well at white water. Oh my God. White water rafting.
No, we were not offered to do it one time, and I was like, no. I think I made up an excuse that I was sick or something.
Oh, the coast earing?
Oh, yeah. Anything that involves water, just not for me.
Yeah, but there's no way we're sliding our ass into a kayak and flying down a river.
Not a chance. Even whenever I was organizing this stag, you know, I was looking at activities. And I was like, what one won't embarrass me?
Yeah, because it's the big thing with, you know, what do you call them, stag do's, you were saying there was a lot of, you know, like, what can we do to humiliate the groom?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You're all too old for that, carry on.
Yeah. And some of the stuff, you know, doesn't age well.
Yeah.
You know, like, one of the boys were like, let's dress him up as a terrorist. And I was like, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Just be walking about.
I don't want to go to jail. I was at a birthday party when I was in uni in someone's house, and they decided to get a stripper. And again, not sexy. Awkward. You know?
Now, was it one of them strippers where it was like, you know, they're basically sent around to bit the them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that looked like the taker.
Oh, yeah?
Bodyguard. He was standing in the middle, and you're trying to be like, take it off, you know, like having fun. And this guy's just like, you know, scoping everybody just in case anyone makes a wrong move.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
They usually don't have that.
Beat the fuck out of in your own house.
That's good she had that.
And this girl was, it was a lot of, you know, she's very, very thin. Muscular, actually.
Okay.
Took the tits right out. Big fake tits. The face? Darkness. But the face, I'm not good. But anyway, the face. If I had to describe
it. Wasn't the
best? If I had to describe it, meth.
Right.
You know.
So you hired.
I didn't hire. I was just there. I didn't hire anything. But I was there.
Is this for a friend's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know the stripper was happening. It was supposed to be a surprise. So I sent in this meth head with fake tits. And she, it was just pure humiliation.
Take the belt off.
And they had a little sound system, but it wasn't like loud enough to create an atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. You want to drown that out?
Yes. You know, it was like putting music on your phone. Well, this girl's like,
nah.
Take your belt off and all, and then smacking him with a belt.
You want the JBL flip for
that? Oh, yeah. You want more of that. You want full speakers. Drown out the weapon.
Yeah.
You know, and she, this guy was kind of like, you know, you have to play along. Like,
was his parents there?
No.
There was one time, now I didn't go to this one, but there was one time, a guy I know from school had a birthday party and they did the same thing with a stripper. But his mum was there and all, loving it.
Oh.
Watching her son get his kicked in.
Yeah.
By some lady who lived down the road.
She did they know her?
I think she was like local enough that it was like a thing that she went around and did this at all the fellas' birthday parties.
God. Yeah, well, suppose if you've got all your mates clapping along, you don't want it to be like too sexual.
Yeah.
You want to be like, you know, I'm going to take your belt off, smack you in the arse with it, make you crawl around your knees.
Well, you probably would rather get the fuck kicked out of you than get actively aroused.
In front of your mother?
In front of your mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine.
100%. Second I start to get around, I'm like, can you kick my fucking or something? Or, you know, make fun of me?
Imagine, you know, you just let it go really sexual. You're like, this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you've got a big sideways pocket boner.
Oh, God.
You know? Big greasy tits.
How do you go to the kick from that?
At the end of the night, she just has to fucking, not the end of the night, the end of the session.
Was it ever a thing where people, you know, in films, a lot of people come out of cakes? Was that ever a real thing, or was it like fake cakes and they take the top of the cake and the stripper comes out?
Now, I know how you feel about cake. Is this you sneaking around to a kink?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you think someone would do me? And you're like, coming on yourself, like a big cake that I could be in a cake.
What I'm saying is,
is there a cake big enough for me to be in a cake?
Yeah. No, not for me to be in it. God,
you just didn't.
All the horrors.
Blasting loads. Birthday cake. Sprinkles. That's your sexual fantasy.
Pull a birthday cake would be my sexual fantasy. Yeah. Just go out to swim pool. Slapping a cake.
Slapping about in the bathroom.
I'd never come out. I wouldn't raise.
Just patting it in your
take
mouth.
Take my nose. Yeah.
You boner on your side.
Oh, I'd go with a smile on my face.
Yes.
There you go.
Popped out.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I've seen it in movies.
They're not actual cakes. You can't physically do that. It's too creamy and spongy.
You see, in the world of cakes,
mm-hmm.
a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, like wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you go to a wedding and someone's got like a 7-tier cake.
Yes.
Probably only the top one's real.
That's fucked up.
You know, they don't make the whole thing out of cake. A lot of those big cake creations, it's just like, you know, like fucking, what do you call that? Styrofoam or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they cover it in a bit of something that looks
that's
like cake.
That's fucked.
They're not making the whole thing out of cake.
Yeah, but what I'm
what I'm saying is you're probably in like, you know, like one of these ice baths that I got and they cover it in something that makes it look like cake, bit of fresh cream, you know, and then you just burst out of a thing that's covered in.
Yeah.
The whole thing is not cake. You can.
But they'd have to immediately wheel it out and then she'd have to present herself. Because it's the claustrophobia.
They don't bake her into it. It will be some sort of structure that they just set a top on and they wait inside.
Baked Alicia?
Name of the podcast! Baked Alicia, yeah, but it's a fucking... It's a slow... Who sent me that? Was it me? Hall sent me. It was like, oh, here's what they, you know, it's like a thing you can hire. It looks like a flight case, but it's for a performer to get them on stage.
What?
You know, Taylor Swift will like hop in a box and then they run her up the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
she
yeah.
just appears on stage all of a sudden.
I always that's pretty cool, I think.
There's a plot for a movie. They put Taylor Swift in a box, the wheeler to the stage. Armenian drug gang takes it.
Takes the box?
There's a confusion. They take it, put it in a lorry, take it away. She's like, hello? And then, you know, can't get out of it.
That's great.
And then they open it up and they're like, oh shit, we've got Taylor Swift. But there's like a team after them.
I'd actually cut that out because that's $1 million idea.
Yeah.
I had $1 million idea. It's on there.
If it's Jam, I'm going to fucking leave.
No, but.
If it's Def Jam, your brand, I'm leaving. <Sorry. laughs>
I will make that happen someday. Anybody in the Jam business, give me a shout.
Any Jam moguls out there?
Because we're sitting on a pile of gold here.
A pile of my bollocks right there. The fuck am I done with this?
So, you know the way I was chatting about this with Simon after I had about 6 pints? So he was telling me about Strava.
This will be good. Go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what Strava is?
Yes.
So I was just like, what? So you just go for a run and then you put up your run and then everyone's like, go you. Yeah. They should make a better crack version of that. They should do Strava, but for pints. So when you go out in a night out, you log all your pints. And then you get to go, fuck, thingy's in a bad place. And then you give kudos, same way.
Kudos?
Yeah. That's what you give on Strava, you give kudos.
Okay. Fair play to you?
Yeah, it's basically a fair play to you. Yeah.
So if you...
But
if
do
you,
it for the, you know, the sesh.
And the people always post their maps?
Yes.
What would you post on that?
You could have the map of, if you were doing like a bar crawl...
Yeah.
All the bars you want to.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, a total in liters of how much you've had.
There you go.
Yeah. Kudos.
I'll be honest with you. I'd say about 12 liters of sai on Sunday.
Jesus. It's a Japanese nightmare, that.
That was a Japanese nightmare.
Sore head?
Fucking absolutely. I forgot. I forgot how strong that thing was.
The sai's dry fucking. Yeah.
It knocked me for 6.
Yeah. Knock me for I love when you have 12 pints. You're surprised. I only had 9 pints in me and I was starting to feel it. I'm telling you.
Keezy was out too. It was good to see him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, two of us being jolly and merry in the bar.
The tag team partners, jolly and merry.
And I hate to be, you know, an old doll at 45 years of age, but I was grand to the air hit me. And I was gone.
Now, were you in a smoking area with Keezy?
Yeah.
I don't think it was there.
Yeah. That's true.
I thought I would say it was a fog bank of cannabis.
I have went to Larry's before and like got down with Keezy and I've been in the green room all giggling and all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you call it? Contact high?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's definitely a real thing.
Cool. Well, you're in.
And if you think it's not, you haven't been in the car with him.
You're in a box with a guy smoking 12 joints.
Yeah. Deaf weed.
Yeah. You're bound to be a bit of spillage.
Yeah.
Off the side.
Oh, I've felt it.
You've been spillaged?
That time we came back from a gig and then we stopped at like a McDonald's one.
Oh yeah.
I walked in and I was like, what is this spaceship? It's too bright.
It's too bright. My, you know, I had no moisture in my teeth.
Oh yeah.
What was it going? I was like, are you getting a select, are you? Are you laughing?
Yeah, just throwing a Sprite into yourself to get moisture. Worst drink for moisture.
Sprite.
For hydration.
Moisture kind. Yeah. In a Sprite? No.
Oh, minus. You throw a Sprite in yourself, you're fucking, it's like you threw a box of sand in you. And it tastes like shit.
I heard someone recently say they couldn't drink Sprite because it was their mixer.
Oh, I've had that with I had that with Coca-Cola for quite some time.
Yeah,
because it reminded me of rum. Cap Morgan's.
Too much rum, bro.
That was the first 2 years of uni. That was all I drank.
I know, you used to drink like a fucking dickhead, no harm to you.
Yeah, I've grown up now.
You know, you'd be, some of the drink choices you would have, I'd be like, bro, it's not the end of the world. We don't need to die tonight.
Yeah, but I was a uni student, you know?
Aye, of course.
What did you drink in uni? What was like a shitty drink that you would never drink now, like?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of beer intake, mm-hmm. a lot of cider intake.
Cider.
There was boy, this guy I lived with, bit of a mettler. I mean, the guy was my age at the time, so probably like 20 or something. And, but he'd give off the vibes of like 50-year-old ex-mettler. You know, mm-hmm. he was like, you know, but he was like young. But that motherfucker used to drink Jaeger and Coke. So he would literally just mix the two of them. So, you know, he would pour them for you. You know, here, have a Jaeger and Coke. And you're like, thanks, bro.
What an absolute rocket.
Ugh. He totally wasn't a rocket either.
No?
He was just nice.
Well, mettlers are never rockets.
No.
They don't have rocket energy.
No. This guy was like, no, it's, trust me. Trust me. And I'm like, trust me. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Another guy I knew used to have your drink, which was Captain Morgan's Coke with a Guinness head.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's teeth would, you know, represent that. I'm trying to find, why can't I get on TikTok? Come on now. I'm trying to get on the Timmy Mallett's page here, because the guy's doing a tour of, do you know what else I drank at uni? You know the Volvix flavored water?
Yeah.
I would drink that with vodka, thinking it was a light drink.
Sorry, you don't have room to pass any judgment.
I know.
And I was drinking fucking vodka?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, sorry, I'm just processing that.
Yeah. I actually nearly threw up one night because I was drinking the lemon flavored water with vodka and smoked a menthol fag out the window. And I was like, your man's in the back, totally Jaeger and Coke. I'm like,
liquid heartburn?
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. The breath? I don't like vodka. It's very, Northern Ireland. I'm just trying to see some of Timmy Mallett's.
Makes me think, who builds straight roads? Well, the Romans did. Except the Romans never came to Ireland. Or did they?
Oh! We need to transition.
Perhaps, unbeknownst to us, they did come to Northern Ireland and they did build a dead straight road.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? But, I'm just enjoying. You know when someone gets fresh eyes on a country and they're just stopping and like...
Well, that is the thing. Anybody that comes here?
Yeah.
They're like, this is fucking amazing.
They're like, wow, here we are in Enniskillen.
I took Ocean to Port Rush, who lives in Hawaii, and was like, this place is magic.
This is the vibe. Strangford Lock, Ferry.
I'm at Strangford Lock, the ferry.
Can I ask you a serious question? Mm-hmm. Do I look like that?
Timmy Mallett? No.
You know if I get a too colourful a hat on?
No.
Do I look like Timmy Mallett?
No, I never look. You ain't got Mallett vibes.
I mean, that's, you know, if you put all your clothes on, you got colourful clothes.
Yeah.
If you put them all on at once, maybe you got the Mallett vibes.
Yeah, I got the Mallett vibes. Very. Mallett tech. Strangford.
This is the did he see that guy running across Africa and be like, oh no, I'm going to do. I'm going to go through Northern Ireland and point at things that are shit.
It's not a great advert for our country.
I do in the summer, you fucking agent.
Lock in the United Kingdom. It's obviously the way to...
Look at the looks he's getting. The fuck?
This is the lovely seaside town of Porto Ferry. It's the home of the embroidered hanky. Yeah? Because if your nan ever had an embroidered hanky...
So boring.
I wanted to know what happened if your nan had an embroidered hanky.
Nighty, you nearly said, you dirty pervert. You dirty...
There's something very wholesome about that. I like that.
Did you see... Let me see what he's going to say about fishy scampies.
I'm in Port of Ogie, the busiest fishing village on the Ards Peninsula. All these lovely boats are tied up now. They've come in this morning with a great catch of scampi.
The finest scampi you'll get.
Oh,
you know it's a fishing village.
And I've had some scampi in my time. I've gobbled a lot of scampi, and I'm telling you, this is the scampiest.
Boatloads.
Hanging from the lampposts. And in the harbour, oh yes, right on cue, there's a seal.
Wow. Yeah,
they're here, waiting for the fish.
Man, shout out to the recommendations in the comments.
The Keys restaurant just across the way is amazing. Linz, you should have went round the corner and seen all the shells on the beach. I have a vid on my page.
Is that an actual comment?
Yeah, Mallet's rushing to the page.
Let me see the shells on the page.
Joanne says, find a wee chippy.
Well, you're on it. I've had their scampi and the wee chippy. Mm.
Are you doing the Causeway Coast and Glens? If not, you're missing out, I promise.
Good to see you in our wee country, Tim.
Oh, no, that's
nice. There is something sort of, you know, like...
And he speaks with such passion, too.
The Harland and Wolff Big Cranes is one of the great stadiums of Northern Ireland, the Oval. Home of the Glens.
Yeah!
This is one of the great football clubs in Northern Ireland. And it features in a Van Morrison song, My Brown Eyed Girl, where he talks about me... being behind the stadium with you.
Oh, fuck, I didn't know it.
Look at the size of that stand.
Being behind the stadium with you, doing God knows what. Van, you fucking pervert.
But it's sort of so boring that it's fascinating.
No, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Did you see that header that ran across Africa?
Yeah, the hardest gazer.
What the fuck's he doing?
This has been the hardest gazer. It's not an easy title to claim.
Some of those things are, you know, the second they're done, you're just like, oh, good, good. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's not like any life achievement.
Sort of.
Yeah, you done it.
What do you do next?
Wake up.
Run across the world.
Do something else.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I've been talked about.
What is he, like a motivational speaker?
I don't know what he does. But I know the worst thing about that is he probably, his body's so like used to just running like fuck that he can't be like, I've completed Africa and I just stop and chill. He's probably straight up the next day, run another marathon.
Eat up someone to kudos and Strava.
Oh my.
The Strava king. Again, maybe crazy.
The Strava king.
You couldn't keep up with depression.
Aye. He completed Strava.
That's an app would depress me. People talk about social media depressing you. Strava would depress me. People are going on 3 runs a week. The fuck's wrong?
Have you quit your job or something like that? Have you that sort of time in your fucking hand?
The map is depressing.
His is like, just,
I haven't even walked.
His
that.
Is just a line.
Yeah.
For thousands of miles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
16,000 kilometers or something. Is that what they said? 16,000 kilometers. I wouldn't even want to know that.
Nah.
I'd be like, I'll just keep running until you tell me it's at the end.
I wouldn't even want to do that as a passenger in a car.
No. 16,000 in a plane is a shift.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what here to wear.
Absolute shift. We should do one called the Softest Geezers, and we drive from the top to the bottom of Ireland and then get out of the car like, ah!
Oh God, I'm in agony today.
There's been a sandstorm on the radio.
To be fair, you would be in agony.
Oh yeah, you'd be stiff.
If you drove to the top of the bottom of Ireland, you'd be fucking stiff.
Stiff as a... Stiff as a board.
We landed in Toronto. I was stiff.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the few flights I didn't push. I think it might have been a record for me.
You were turged the whole time?
First flight, didn't push.
7 hours?
7 hours, no push action.
Oh, you must have been dry as a bone.
No push action, 2 meals.
Oh, it's bad for you, man.
Yeah.
Did you push when you get off?
Yeah.
What was it like? Bass Shandy?
Nah, it was... It did feel glorious, but like, yeah. You know. I was surprised at myself, like. Because usually the push would wake me.
Pitch to have me up at night.
The pitch woke me today, actually.
Yeah.
For the interview. Yeah. I have this thing where, like, if I have something that I need to get up for the next day, like, really important, I will just need a pitch right before I have to get up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Nerves. Subconscious.
Probably, yeah.
Do you know what time I get up at now? 7:20.
On the dot?
That is my just body clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up at 7:20.
I finally had to text you later in that time and you...
Yeah. Yeah. I fucking rolled over, was waiting for an alarm, thought I'd missed it, hadn't gone off yet.
That's a hoor.
It is.
When you woke up before the alarm.
Yeah.
Do you go back?
No.
Or do you not?
No. Anytime I go back to sleep after I wake up, it's terrible, terrible nightmares.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, it's like my body going, what'd you do that for, you fucking idiot? It's always, I'll wake up and go, oh, I'm going to have a wee lie in, and then I go back to sleep. Terrible night terrors.
Couldn't tell you the last nightmare I had.
It only happens if I go back to sleep, though.
Yeah. I used to get heaps of them.
Yeah.
That's one good thing about smoking weed. You lose your dreams and nightmares. It's true.
Okay. I'm not a big dreamer. But if I go back to sleep in the morning, I will have, you know it's those panic dreams?
Oh, yeah. You ever had, I feel like we talked about this before, but have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
Terrible. One of my worst enemy.
Fuck that.
Fuck a misty that ghost just choking you. And you find out you're in it. It's freaky.
Choke me in this cake in my mind. Choke me with cake.
Oh, that's a dream.
Smother me with cake. You know, girls refer to their ass as cake, and you're like, you wish, sister.
Oh, yeah, I have a 7-tier.
You wish it was cake. You wish it was birthday cake flavor. Do you ever get a route to, girls dip their ass in cream and put sprinkles on it?
I've never seen that.
Mm.
Is that popping up on your algo?
I've seen it before. See, ass, cream, sprinkles. Teddy sprinkles, what are they? Is that a thing?
Teddy sprinkles?
You know, does that get you up a route there?
Nah, it's too much sprinkles. She's over and on it.
She's over, what about that one there?
Overzealous with the icing.
She's got the Big Mac out and all. You not be into that?
It's like a Simpsons donut.
Yeah. It's Homer's mouth.
Homer's lips.
Show me that Homer's mouth. Look at this, Muff. That's you. That's you in your that's you in your dreams. She's a black girl, you're a black girl.
The man got you shaving foam for ice in there.
Oh, yeah.
I got a gelat hole.
Look at that. I could get into that now. Let me see. Woman bursts out of cake. Nude. Oh, these are all like little... there's Dita Von Tits.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's like a famous person.
Dina Von Tits.
But yeah, is this what you're... Oh, God. It's McCartney at the deli.
She took a turn at the bakery.
I'm going to... When's your next big birthday?
30th this year.
What date?
22nd September.
Right. We're getting you a woman and a cake. Or you and a cake. That's probably more... Look at that. Like, we need one of those tests where they get put your ring around your cock, see if you get stiff. You into that?
No, definitely not.
Bit more of that, maybe. See, no, this is the problem. None of that's cake.
Nah.
You would be disappointed if it was...
Yeah, there's no showing that.
If it was just the structure and a woman and you were like, yeah, but on all seriousness, where's the cake?
Nah, no good. Zero effort.
She looks like she's coming out of a toilet. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Oh, God. What a day. That'll be the rest of my day, Googling women and cake. We'll get out of here, guys, and we'll bounce on over to the Patreon.
Oh, free.
Shout out to everyone who came out to Dundalk the other day. Spirit Store in Dundalk, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Stunning.
I've heard great things.
Had to do a secondary Google and be like, is there like another Spirit Store? You know, am I going to get killed here?
Did the outside see me?
It's literally like a wee port.
Mm.
Boats and all floating.
Oh.
Pulled up on the waterfront. I was like, where the fuck am I here?
Oh, that's nice.
Then you go in the venue and it's huge inside.
Can you see that from the inside the building?
Man, you can sit there. This is why we should go down Sunday, film a special like Niall suggested there. Just, a couple of days notice, who cares? Go down there, have a lovely pub grub. A couple of creamy boys.
Did you have some pub grub?
You could, aye. Beautiful view.
Did you that night?
No, I didn't know it was available. I thought it was literally just like a live venue. I didn't know it had a full suite of things.
That's a nice time.
Available. They had a artist. It's phenomenal for if you're doing a gig there because you've got the green room, tea and coffee making facilities, enough tiles. I was like, what do you think I'm doing here? Like a fucking scat party? What's going on with these tiles? And then they have an artist toilet out the back, which is like a little unit with a bathroom in it, shower and all.
Mm-hmm.
But the door on it's like a PVC door like you'd have on your back door. And I had a dreadful shit in there. But it just felt weird, like you felt like you were doing it. you know, like outside someone's house or something. Yeah. Like it was like a full PVC door. It was very strange.
That was the artist toilet?
That was the artist toilet.
Sure.
And I did some painting in there.
Yeah.
And I did some artwork.
It's nice to have your own wee bog.
It's nice for other people for me to have my own bog.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the guy who ran the gig was, there's like a deck outside of it, like a balcony. So I came out and he was at the end of a so he'd went out, let us smoke the whole thing, and I just in the bog behind the PVC door, shitting. And then I burst out and he's like, "All right, Colin." And I was like, just doing a couple of breathing exercises in there, whatever.
I'll ruin the end of your
Yeah.
Shade fumes.
Yeah, I'd be happy he was smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put it out up his nose.
Yeah, you just smell your fingernails after that. Get the tobacco on you.
Disgusting. But anyway, we'll bounce on over to the Patreon, will we?
Bouncing.
Absolutely. Severe lack of buttons today, to be honest with you.
Real bad man.
What? When's this going out? We got to. Yeah.
Monday.
Get on over to the Instagram bio there and buy some tickets for the tour.
Yeah, Darius came and went.
We had a great time.
It was a great time.
Get yourself to Manchester and Liverpool and places like that.
Yeah, maybe Manchester.
Maybe Manchester. You know, if you missed out on the tickets to Liverpool, go to Manchester and bring 12 of your mates.
Yeah, maybe 15.
Yeah, we'll see. Cheers for listening, folks. It's been a pleasure. Also, if you want more of this filth, get on over to patreon.com/bombsquadpod. 55 other episodes. Jesus Christ, man. What do we do?
Smoke weed every day.
Not that.
Smoking that bandwidth. See you later. Anyway.
Good luck. Look after yourselves.
Yeah, it's like, it's a random button.
Oh. Shocking.
Let's go back to this sprinkly puss.